It's late at night, and I'm finally home. As I walk into the darkness of my apartment, I kick my shoes off and tiptoe across the living room, ridding my body of the many things that weighed on it. I slip my purse off my shoulder, hang the keys on the hook by the door, taking off my shirt and letting it fall on the floor. I wiggle out of my skirt as I lazily make my way to the bedroom, where I reach back under my tank top and undo the pesky brass clasp, sliding the straps off my shoulders, taking it off, leaving the top still on. I sigh as I slowly slip under the covers, appreciating the cold sheets caressing my body. I lay there, wearing just panties and a tank top, my regular indoor attire, as you already know. But besides being exhausted, I am hungry. Hungry for you. I feel a light tingle between my legs as I let my mind wander, thinking of you and your delicious voice. How I miss your voice. I turn around and look at the clock. You should be home any minute now. My hands idly slide under my top to cup my breasts, making my lips part to let out a soft sigh as my fingers brush over my now hard nipples. My body shivers and light goosebumps cover my skin. My anticipation grows as I look at the clock, watching the second hand painfully travel around. The warmth inside me grows too, making me hot and wriggly under the covers. I pull the top up and take it off, quickly hooking my thumbs on my panties waistband to slip them off as well. I kick the covers off me and lay there naked, with the cool air caressing my breasts as I wait for you. Then, my heart jumps when I hear the jingle coming from the laptop. I look at the screen and catch your name as it shows up on the corner. Before long, I can hear you, and your voice calms my tense muscles by just saying my name. I close my eyes and focus on your voice alone. Then I open them and turn my head to see you on my screen. You look tired, but the smile drawn across your lips tells me you're happy to see me. You can only see my face and my shoulders as I lay in bed. So I tease you and tell you I'm naked. But I wish you were here next to me. You bite your lip and say you want to see my tits. I tease you some more, stroking my collarbones and smiling naughtily at you. You're lying on your side in bed, leaning on your elbow with your face cupped in your hand. Then I notice your arm is moving off screen and quickly realize that you two are naked. Stare at your perfect collarbones and your shoulders. And then I imagine what I can't see off screen. My eyes wander over what I can see of your body, your stomach, your hairy chest, your neck, your face, your sweet face with that devilish smirk. You move your arm more, drawing my attention to it. I hear a low growl coming from your end as you tease me. Images of your hard cock flood my mind. It excites me to know that right now it's exposed and that you're stroking it for me. But I feel taunted as well because I can't see it. So I ask you to show me your cock. Still dragging my fingertips around my chest, not giving you what you asked for just yet. The frame moves to the right, showing me your hard cock. I instantly feel myself becoming wet as my pussy begins pulsating with a tingling warmth. Your hand is moving up and down your length, stroking softly and slowly. Oh, how I wish I could be touching you right now. I wish I could feel that hard cock against my body, brushing up against my torso, over my chest, feeling your thickness heavily fall on my soft breasts, your pre-cum leaking over them, before you grip your shaft firmly and brush the head over my nipples, smearing the slippery wetness onto my skin. Finally, bringing it close enough for me to lift my head, bring my mouth to it, wrapping my lips around it and tasting you. Without realizing, I start to play with my nipples, rolling them between my fingers. I decide you have waited long enough and pushed the laptop back enough for you to see my breasts in the frame. As I massage them with my hands, I see your dick twitch in your hand as you let out a soft moan. You bite your lip again. Fuck, I love it when you do that. You tell me I'm sexy and that I make you so hard and horny. Your words stroking my ego as you stroke your cock. You know what this does to me. It makes my inhibitions go away. It makes me give in to you, which is what you want, which is what I also want. Giggle and blush for a faint moment before whispering that I am so wet for you. You chuckle low and tell me to prove it.